President Biden announced yesterday that he is giving up his bid for re-election and paving the way for his Vice President Kamala Harris to run instead. It is a stunning turn for someone who's made a career of digging in and proving the doubters wrong. NPR senior White House correspondent Tamara Keith reports on his legacy.
It took nearly a month from President Biden's very bad debate, with withering criticism from Democrats building by the day, for him to finally decide it was time to step aside. To understand what made Biden believe he could hang on, you have to understand what else he's survived. Delaware Senator Chris Coons is a close friend of Biden's.
Joe Biden has been knocked down harder by life and gotten back up more, stronger, better than any person I've known in my life.
The 1972 car accident that killed his wife and baby daughter, an aneurysm in 1988, the death of his son Beau in 2015 from brain cancer, and the spiral of addiction and destruction that afflicted his son Hunter.
He's come back off the ground so many times, whether it's personally or politically.
Barbara Boxer served with Biden in the Senate for years.
He doesn't give up. He's a deeply spiritual person. I'm here for a reason, and I'm going to do everything I can to make life better for everyone that I can. That's basically Joe.
She worked with him on the Violence Against Women Act. It was Biden who got it added to the 1994 crime bill. After years of work, just as it was about to pass, Biden took a victory lap.
And I get such pleasure out of knowing how difficult it was to even get anyone to allow me to put it in.
Biden's time in the Senate taught him that tenacity could pay off. His multi-decade quest to become president confirmed it. In 1987, his candidacy failed to catch fire and fell under the weight of a plagiarism scandal.
There will be other opportunities for me to campaign for president.
And there were. In 2008, he tried and failed again.
And let me make something clear to you. I ain't going away.
Barack Obama made Biden his vice president. And in 2016, Biden was expected to run again. But then his beloved son, Beau, died. And just as he should have been getting a campaign off the ground, the Democratic establishment lined up behind Hillary Clinton.
Unfortunately, I believe we're out of time, the time necessary to mount a winning campaign for the nomination. But while I will not be a candidate, I will not be silent.
It seemed like the end of the road for Biden's already long political career until it wasn't.
Everything that has made America, America is at stake. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for president of the United States.
78 years old at the time, Biden would become the oldest president elected. But for most of the primary, it didn't look like there was much chance of that happening. Again, Senator Coons.
My colleagues here in the Senate were saying, oh, Joe, we love him. He's a nice guy, but he's out of touch. He's too centrist. He's not a hashtag president. And he proved them wrong.
Biden was running well behind in a huge field of candidates, limping out of the early states. But then seemingly all at once, he rose up as the most electable choice.
Look, I view myself as a bridge, not as anything else. There's an entire generation of leaders you saw stand behind me. They are the future of this country.
He ultimately defeated Trump. But in his very first press conference, Biden started getting questions about his political future.
No, the answer is yes. My plan is to run for re-election. That's my expectation.
By the midterms in 2022, Biden's approval rating was in the dumps, despite big legislative wins. Voters kept telling pollsters they wanted someone other than Biden to run. And so the questions kept coming, and Biden kept answering.
My judgment of running when I announce, if I know, my intention is that I run again, but I'm a great respecter of fate.
He announced his run for re-election, despite a swirl of questions about whether he was too old for another 4 years. And then on June 27th, fate did intervene. Biden struggled to answer questions in the debate against Trump, sending Democrats into a tailspin. Biden tried and failed to find his footing, and he was defiant, as he had been so many times before.
You've been wrong about everything so far. You were wrong about 2020. You were wrong about 2022. We were going to get wiped out. Remember the red wave. You were wrong about 2023, when you said all the tough races were going to, we won them all but two. So look, we'll see.
But in the end, his superpower, his tolerance for suffering, became an Achilles heel. On Sunday, Biden gave up the fight. At 81 years old, for Biden, there is no next campaign. There isn't one more time. He is finally making good on that promise to be a bridge to the next generation. How Biden's story is written in the history books will have to wait until November. But already, he has done something that few presidents have done before. Step aside when he had one more race to run. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.